I can't see all the Zoom people here, but I want to just say to everyone on Zoom, welcome. We welcome all of you. And we've got a little bit of a different setup here today. We've got a big screen out here because we're going to be hearing from the lawyers shortly. And we want to be able to see you as well as to hear you. So this is a very special morning where we're saying goodbye. So it's kind of bittersweet. We're going to say goodbye to the lawyers. But we just celebrate. My goodness. Their story gives glory to God, and we'll hear some of that this morning. So now I want to welcome the Loyer family. We're going to spend a little time today with the Loyer family, and so let's just begin. And there you guys are, wonderful. Adam, over to you guys.
Good morning, West Ottawa family. Diana and I and the family are saying our goodbyes to my side of the family. So you see my folks' lovely maple sugar bush in the background. So we just thought we'd each speak for a couple minutes or say goodbye for 3 seconds, depending on who we are, and then we'll hand it over to Chuck before Diana shares. And I just wanted to say that, you know, I really appreciate the support that we've had from West Ottawa in previous times when we've gone overseas, especially our prayer partners and our prayer team, and perhaps we haven't put enough emphasis on that this time, but there are those who volunteered via email and in person to be in prayer for us and to receive regular updates, perhaps even more regular than we'll be sending to the church family via email. And I just want to say thanks in advance for your partnership and walking with us. If you want to be one of those people, feel free to send an email or what have you. You don't hear back from us right away, don't be surprised. Just for your information, we are taking a plane Wednesday from Montreal, flying overnight to Europe and then down to Ghana, and we'll arrive Thursday to settle in. We'll be in quarantine for 72 hours, as are the directives of the embassy, and then we'll see from there. We are going to be moving into a small compound right next door to another Canadian who has been designated my buddy, as in a person to take care and watch over us and help us to get acclimatized to the culture and the environment. And so there have been plenty of blessings along the way. This week has been very, very much full of them, with answered prayers and rapid approvals for visas and final word that dogs and cats or pets are allowed now to arrive in the airport in Accra. So the timing has been really quite sweet. And Simeon's favorite timing is that he wanted to see the leaves change color before he left for Africa. And as you can see behind me, perhaps the leaves are falling in their yellows and greens and browns and reds. And so he got his wish. Now I'm going to go on just a little bit. I came home to our house in early November, and this is going to sound like a really lame story. Hold on. In our backyard, because we have a lot of shade and because it had flooded several times, we had this big bare patch of grass. In fact, it was just bare earth. And so for parts of my life, it's felt like bare earth and no grass and not much foliage. And I've been working painstakingly and patiently and hours to first drain that corner and then seed it and fertilize it and reseed it and water it and reseed it. And now it's to the point where it's patchy, but it's not bare earth. So I think it's a bit of a parallel in my spiritual life. You know, there were corners of my life where I came back from Senegal quite tired and bare, and the Lord has restored me through patience, and I've had to play a part in that in trying to reseed intimacy with Him. And I just wanted to encourage you that, you know, we all have difficult experiences in our life, and perhaps we are experiencing some very bare patches where there's not much growth. And I just want to encourage you to submit those spare patches to the Lord and say, you know, I want to be good soil for your seed, not only the seed of the gospel, but the seed of your discipline, the seed of your encouragement, the seed of your goodness, the seed of your redirection. And so you can also be a beautiful, well-greened, carpeted lawn spiritually. So that's a few words that I wanted to share with you. Tanya, do you want to say goodbye?
Bye.
Where are you going? What you looking forward to?
I don't know if I'm looking forward to anything, though. But bye! And I'm not going to see you guys in pretty long. Yeah, next year. Next summer, I think we're going to come back and see you. I hope we do. Really hope we do. And yeah, bye. For a long time. Okay, so I just wanted to say bye and also to say that, like my brother, I got my wish and we got snow in May. So, Lisa? You can take that. You don't need that right now.
But oh. Mommy, he's comfortable and I have my nose up.
Oh, okay. You want it on. Okay.
Well, I'm looking forward to the heat in Ghana, and we might be able to have cats in Ghana, and to get new friends, and I know when we get to Ghana, I will sometime be looking forward to come back and visit Canada.
Yeah.
Bye.
Hello, everybody. I'm going to have a little longer to share soon, but just wanted to thank everybody for praying. I kept seeing that, you know, we'd have this issue that had been going on for some time, even weeks, and then I'd send out a prayer letter, and something would break the next day. And that happened 3 times in a row, and I can share the details with anybody who's interested, but it just kept happening. So thank you so much, and please do write to us if you want to be added to that prayer list if you haven't been already. And so, Chuck, I'll share more later with the so I'll pass it over to you, Chuck.
Can you hold your family together for a few more minutes? Is that okay? You're all in one room?
We're all in the same room, but why don't we all gather on the couch here, guys? Or on Papa. We can go.
Just for a moment.
We'll come to Papa's
couch. I'm
going
to invite Serena to come up. Yeah, in fact, wait one moment, Serena. Linda, I think I'd like you and David to come first. And we want to just say a prayer.
I'll mute us, though, because that might make it a little easier.
Yeah. Okay. So Linda's going to pray on behalf of our community, and we just want to join our hearts together. Naomi, Elizabeth, Samuel, we love you guys. You're just amazing children. I hope so. I know so. Okay. So Linda's going to pray. We're all entering into this prayer together as a community.
Lord, we just want to commit the Loyer family to your care. Every day, Lord, you are directing them and speaking to them and guiding them. And Lord, as a community, as the West Ottawa part of your church, Lord. We travel with them in spirit. And Father, we commit to praying for them. We ask, Lord, that you would make us available to wake up in the night, to listen carefully to you as they have needs that before they even know their need, we are in prayer for them, Lord. We will miss them in our hearts, Father, but we know that you tie us together and bind us together in your love. And so with this, Father, we send them with our hands extended, Lord, as we are sending missionaries into your world, Lord. And so our hands are upon them in spirit, Lord. And we know that you have ordained this time for them to go to Ghana. And we pray, Father, that throughout the next few days, as they're traveling through airports and all the rest of things, Lord, that your peace and your calmness and your presence and your beauty would travel with them, Lord, in the airports and in the planes and in quarantine and in every aspect, Lord. You direct them. You guide them. You consume them with your very presence, Lord. I pray, Father, that not even one second they would feel that they are traveling alone, but they are not only with you, but they are with your church family, Lord. And there's so many prayers that could be prayed up here. Each one of us could come up with a prayer on our heart, and we could be praying the rest of the day, Lord, for every little nuance and every little detail, Lord. But we know you are the God of logistics. You are the God of order. And so we commit it all to you in the name of Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior. Amen.
Okay, keep that beautiful family together. Serena, come on up. And Serena is going to say a couple of words, then she's... I'll just leave the rest for her to do. So this is, so if your family's still together watching this, here comes Serena. I got to say this, sorry. For those that are visiting and may not know or don't know who Serena is, Serena was our lead intern this past summer. She was an intern with both Samuel and Jack, and Serena has agreed to stay on part-time. She's working 6 hours a week with our community, and we're just incredibly thankful for this young lady. But right now she's here on a different assignment, so here we go.
I'm a little short, but it's okay. Oh, there you go. Okay, so when Graham and Chuck, we were talking about putting together a little farewell gift for the Loyes as part of their mission, leaving for their mission trip, I was thinking about WOCC as a whole, and I was like, not only is WOCC a congregation, but a family, and I wanted to give something to the lawyers to represent WOCC as a family. So as a little farewell gift to the lawyers, I've made a little painting. I don't know if you can see it, but it's basically a little tree, and it has little thumbprints as the leaves, and every thumbprint represents a or a family from WOCC. And I wrote all the names of everyone at WOCC, and just as a little representative of a family that will be thinking of you and will be praying with you. So
that's going to get a copy.
Mm-hmm. And then for Naomi and Elizabeth. So for Naomi and Elizabeth, I thought, I can't really hear you.
That's beautiful. Thank you, guys. Thank you.
Oh, no problem. And also as a gift for Naomi and Elizabeth, I made two little salvation bracelets. So each bead represents something in the representing the story of Christ. So the yellow reminds us of heaven, and the black reminds us of sin, and the red reminds us of the blood of Jesus, and the white reminds us of that when we believe in Jesus, we will all be made clean from sin. And green reminds us of the importance to grow in a relationship with God. And then for Samuel. So I'm not sure if you like Star Wars, but I did a play on words. So instead of may the force be with you, there's a little shirt that says may the Lord be with you. Ooh. So that's a little gift for you guys, saying farewell. So I will be getting contact with you.
Oh, the Lord.
Yeah, so I'll So I'll be getting in contact and just sending this over to you guys. But yeah, before you guys
leave. Thank you so much. Thanks.
No problem.
I want one of those t-shirts, Samuel. Do you think it'll fit me?
Well, then I guess you have to tell the Africa.
You're a beautiful family. I would love that. Hey, I picked up on something just before Diana comes. I picked up on something that Linda, in her prayers, and I don't know the context exactly, but you said, Linda, something about the rest of the day. And so I picked up on that because I know in Africa, our brothers and sisters in Africa, they walk sometimes for hours just to get to church. And then when they get there, they're not anxious to leave, you know, so they spend another few hours, you know, there. So for the rest of the day, we've invited Diana to share with us. And Diana, I'm going to turn it over to you. And just pour your heart out and may the Lord bless you. Yeah, love you.
Oh, dear. Now, can you hear me right now? There we go. Now you can hear. I my brother-in-law has set us up.
You're plenty loud.
There isn't any Wi-Fi and things here, so he set us up on the telephone for voice and on his camera, his phone with data for visual. So I wanted to make, but you have to press the numbers to get muted and unmuted. But it's interesting. God's already sort of brought a few things together that I wanted to share. Oh, don't move that. If you move that, then it goes away. It ties into what Adam was saying about taking these bare patches and then trying to get things to grow in bare patches and trying. And I'm also wanted to link to stuff, something that Ken brought up about hunger and last week. So being asked to share, I give myself a title and the journey, right? The journey of unknown and uncertainties, because that's been our journey, but it's also your journey. It's everybody's journey. You know, that there's the journey and there's lots of joys. You may remember that I shared before that back in February of 2019, so that was while we were still in Senegal, we felt, Adam and I, on the same day, we really felt that we were being called by God to just remain open to whatever God would have. At that time, we had already learned that going to Haiti, which we thought was going to, had fallen through. But we really felt, we're not just supposed to sort of just say, oh, okay, we're going back to Canada and that's the way it's going to be. We felt we were supposed to just stay open to whatever might come up. But at the time, it was also not just a put your name in and see what happens, but there was a sense of needing to be active in remaining open to what God had to do, not passive and see what came to us, but kind of active and finding that balance between being active but surrendering to what God would have. And the verse that is a very common one that you will all know, and that was really highlighted for us and for me on that at that time, with Proverbs 3, trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not on your own understanding. In all your ways, acknowledge him and he will make your paths straight. And so what I wanted to share about is that process of openness, in that journey of openness, because that is actually the call of the spiritual life and spiritual formation. And I've done a lot of reading and looking, and God's really, I felt, pulled me into looking into things about formation, spiritual formation, in the last number of years, and that being an active and deliberate openness to God, which is the same as he's been calling us to, specifically in the where we live and where we go, but also more generally in what we allow to form us, because it doesn't matter, you're getting formed by something, you know, it's a matter of choosing what we get formed by. And sometimes as parents, we can be more deliberate in what are we letting influence and form our children, but it's a little different of, oh, am I looking to see what I'm allowing
to form me and what I'm choosing to form me. So this is the work of God, forming us and into the image of Christ as it would be expressed in the personality and the who we are that he's given us. One writer that I really have appreciated on this is Robert Mulholland, and he's written Invitation to a Journey and Deeper Journey, which I've found really helpful. And this is a really great quote. I think I'll read it twice. And he describes spiritual formation like this. Being conformed to Christ is radically against the ingrained objectification perspective of our culture, or I would say our natural fleshly selves. And he goes on to say, because graspers powerfully resist being grasped by God. Manipulators strongly reject being shaped by God. And controllers are inherently incapable of yielding control to God. So spiritual formation is the great reversal from being the subject who controls all other things to being shaped by the presence, purpose, and power of God in all things. So my name is Diana, and I am a grasping, manipulating controller. And so are you. And so I'm just going to read that a second time. Being conformed to Christ is radically against the ingrained objectification perspective of our culture. Graspers powerfully resist being grasped by God. Manipulators strongly reject being shaped by God. Controllers are inherently incapable of yielding control to God. The spiritual formation is the great reversal from being the subject who controls all other things to being shaped by the presence, purpose, and power of God in all things. We began our lives, and I began my life, very much being trained and learning how to manipulate, control, and grasp, because we have to. In order to be fed as a baby, you have to cry and you have to manipulate to get what you need, to communicate your needs. And this is not an unhealthy thing, but it isn't a long-term thing. Or can it, for many, many people, it remains all their lives to get more complex versions of becoming good at manipulating, controlling, and grasping. But really, this is our way of life that is the old self, the untrusting self. That we've tried to meet our needs, and we've continued to meet our own needs through our own effort, our own strength. And in order to feel safe and loved and wanted and protected. But maturing in Christ is moving from being the center of getting our own needs met, doing it for ourselves with this grasping, manipulating, and controlling, to letting God be the source of all our deep needs. He's given us those needs, and he is the deep source that will actually fully meet these needs. So last week, Ken noted that all of us have hunger. And for those of us who are believers, we can recognize that some of this hunger is for God. But in fact, even in ourselves, and certainly in unbelievers also, all of our hungers ultimately are to meet a need that in fact God himself has put in there to meet himself. We're hungering for the need, with the need to be loved, with the need to be safe and secure, with the need to have identity and be special, the need to have a purpose and a meaning, the need to belong. And whether it's because you feel a real desire and a hunger to have that flashy new red sports car. So what's under that, right? Is it the need to feel powerfully and in control of a big vehicle, because that power and control is what's under that? Is it a need to be able to feel safe? Or maybe it's you want the big sports car, or this person wants the big sports car to feel noticed and to feel special. Instead of it being this need for security that's being ultimately fulfilled or attempting to be fulfilled by this new sports car. It's in fact the need for identity, to be noticed as special. So all of these are ultimately fulfilled in God, and our journey of opening to God, we can actually do that by leaning in to our desires and identifying their root. And God has had me on a journey of, in some areas, just beginning on this journey of identifying some of the desires that I have and looking at their purpose, like at what root need is it that God is actually seeking to have me focus on and notice and be fulfilled in Him. So we're in this journey and spiritual growth of this journey of openness to Him, to examine our present desires and also the unhealthy ways we fulfill these needs, to open to God and to God Himself in fulfilling them, to become aware of what these desires are and what is really underneath them, to turn from unhealthy ways and to enter into, really ultimately enter into being fully trusting God as our source in those things. So I wanted to give you a few examples that God has highlighted in my life recently. And one of them is that I noted when I came back from Senegal, when I came to Canada, I noticed I was really adamant in making sure that everybody knew. I had this desire to make sure everyone knew that the friends I had made in Senegal, the majority were Africans. I wanted to make sure people knew that, oh, I didn't just go and make a whole bunch of foreign friends who were in the same, you know, European friends or North American friends or whatever, but I wanted to make people know, oh, my friends were African. And I started to notice this pattern. God called it to my attention that this was, you know, I was manipulating conversations to make sure that this got across. I was controlling what people thought of me through doing this. So I started to ask God, oh, well, why am I doing that? And there's the grasping for their approval of me. I wanted them to see me as a valuable and good person, because somehow if I had gone, and it would be very racist of me perhaps, or I wanted to, so I'm seeking those needs through that activity. I'm seeking to be recognized, to have my identity being this good girl, this good, not anti-racist, et cetera, person, and be lovable. So I have a desire, but ultimately the desire is found in, can I be loved? Do I have a real identity? And in fact, as we all know, getting the approval of others is not going to fulfill that deep desire to be loved. Having other people commend us is not going to really fulfill that sense of need, that need for being special and having a personal identity. And so now I need to be leaning into God to fill that desire for love, fill that desire for identity in Him, and to bring that to Jesus. So I'm still sort of at that stage of taking it to Jesus, noticing it, and ask and trying to be open to Him, to practicing manipulating conversation less, taking control of this, grasping this less, and being more open for Him to fill these areas. A second one that has come up for me is, as some of you may already know, I have a great desire to spend very little money and to save most money. So, and in our North American culture, that's been a very, you know, that's quite commendable, right? So there is that aspect with doing that where there's a degree of approval seeking. But for me, the major aspect of that is, in fact, the security. I'm seeking to fulfill the need for my need for security with, I've got the money in the bank. I can take care of myself if I need to. And so in this journey of needing to open and letting go of this grasping and controlling, again, needing to take it to Jesus and noticing that this is what I've been doing and asking Jesus to do that, that great reversal where I can control, I can give that control over to him and let him be my security and him be my safety rather than the saved money. And let him provide my identity rather than the good girl, Cynthia, and so on. So I'm going to take some time for us to just pray together so as we wrap up, to ask God, and I'm going to give us some time of silence, to ask God about ways that we might each be using grasping, manipulation, and control to fulfill our own needs of love and acceptance, of for safety and security, need for identity, need for a sense of belonging, needs for a sense of purpose. How are we trying to do that ourselves rather than focusing our and moving away from our more juvenile ways of fulfilling these needs for ourselves because we have to, or because we feel we have to moving into that place of openness and taking those desires to God to be the fulfillment, the deep fulfillment of them. And we're not going to get there. But little bit by little bit by little bit, we open more and more up to his, into his purpose, into his being able to enjoy really resting in that love, in that security, in that sense of real belonging and identity and purpose that he has for us. So I'm going to lead us in prayer. Father, Son, Spirit, we invite you to search our hearts and our experiences, that both right now and in the week to come, we ask that you would reveal to us as we are able. And you know, we can only take bits of small bits at a time, but as you are able, as we are able to take it, would you reveal to us what it is we really want? And what's under that wanting? What need that we are seeking to fulfill? And I thank you, Lord, that you delight in the things, giving us the things we want. There are many times when you choose to let us have those things, but help us to free ourselves, to become free from needing those things to fulfill our own needs. But rather that we would be able to give over to you so that we're not grasping, we're not seeking to control and manipulate to take care of ourselves, but that we would enter into the freedom of letting you care for us. Enter into deeper trust. And I thank you, God, that that's not a passive thing. You've called us to actively be open, not to sit back and see what you do at us, to us, but you are calling us to make space to let you work. So show us those ways that we can make space, make time, make room for you, where we can let go of the grasping, some area where we are grasping. Let go of the control and let go of the manipulation to give you more space. So now, Holy Spirit, bring to our hearts, our minds, an area in our lives that you want us to notice, to begin to notice, not because you're upset with us, but because you have so much better for us. So now, Lord Jesus, we ask that you would guide us on a journey of opening to you as the one who gave us our hungers and desires and needs, and the one who fulfilled those hungers and desires and needs. Help us to be to actively open up to you, allowing you to grasp us you to shape us, and you to have control, because we can trust you. You are fully trustworthy, and we love you. Grow us in that love and in our trust. In Jesus' name, amen. We love you all, and with the benefit of things like Zoom, we might very well be able to be back to church with you in a week or two on Zoom again. So,
love you guys. I'm going to open it up here. I want to just look and because some of you aren't showing your faces. I just wanted to see if there's something on someone's heart that they want to respond to Diana and the Loy family in any. So let me just see. I don't know. Technology.
Hi, Chuck. Ken here. I just want to say for Lois and I how proud we are of you, Loy family, in your recovery from a really difficult situation, and regaining your strength and your and your willingness, your initiative to go and serve in your calling. You really demonstrate faith, and everywhere we see faith, we recognize that it goes out like ripples and encourages faith and obedience in other people. So you're sending out lots of big ripples to us, and we bless you. We just our hearts are big with gratitude for your obedience to the things that the Lord is saying to you, and to be and being a model for us and encouragement in our own walk. And so we bless you as you go. May the Lord watch over even your luggage, so it arrives there in super fast time, along with your other belongings. Not like last time, but really quick.
Amen.
May the Lord grant you that favor. So go with our blessing, and I hope we see you on Zoom soon. Yes.
Thank you, Ken. That means a lot. I've always seen you
okay.
As a father figure. Thank you.
Love you. Bye.
Thank you for that. I don't know how it does that, but Jackie, would you want to just say something?
I'm just always blessed that you guys are so open. You're so vulnerable. You just share your vulnerabilities so in a really precious, inspiring, encouraging way. And I just am so thankful for that heart that you have of just showing your weakness, but showing God's strength in it. So thank you for that. I know it takes a lot of courage to do that. And I really appreciate and love you guys so much.
Valerie, come on up. I'm going to have one person from on site here.
Hi, guys. Anyway, I do love you, your whole family. And I don't know, for me, I see courage just to, you know, take a young family and to go to a whole different nation and to do that over and over. I just really bless you in that. And I just, find that... that's a real example of courage to me. And so many times the Lord he's always saying, do not fear in the Bible, right? Do not be afraid. And you guys, in the face of all the health concerns and the, you know, uncertainties and unknowns, and you just go for it. And I just think that's such a good example. Hey, Samuel, I love you. We will miss you tremendously. Be blessed.
Thank you.
The Lord be with you, Samuel, and with all of you. And the Lord be with all of us here today. And so we're gonna close off our time. It's been good to be together, hasn't it? It's been a joy to share this time together. And we just, Father, want to thank you for the covering and blessing of heaven over our lives. We want to thank you, Lord, that you're orchestrating so much in this hour. In fact, all of it, anything of good and anything of power, Lord, and anything of blessing, Lord, is all coming from you. And so we honor you and thank you for every family, every individual, every person, both here on site and on Zoom. Lord, we thank you that this is an hour where your people are saying yes to you. Yes to you, Lord. Yes to you. Amen. Amen. Shalom.